Show. The markets.
Wayne McCurry is our market commentator. I mean, I call him the King of Calm. I call him the Prince of Peace. I call him the Sage of Sanguine. You call him Wayne McCurry, Wealth and Investments at First National Bank. How are you feeling, Wayne?
Well, look, certainly better. You don't know what tomorrow brings. In this environment, you don't know what tomorrow brings, but you're certainly feeling a little bit better today. And it's happening globally. It's not just a South African phenomenon. I haven't, unfortunately, been able to look how our bond market is doing because it has been totally and utterly destroyed. I mean, long bond rates are up 4%, which is, you know, unheard of earlier on this morning, but certainly a far better day and a lot more calmer day today.
But is this not the phenomenon of typical bear markets? We have
chaos, panic,
oh, calm. And then, just, you know, there's a small trigger. Somebody sneezes in a dealing room somewhere and all hell breaks loose again.
Yes, well, that could very well happen. But there's a few things we know for sure. Two things very quickly. The first thing is that wherever the bottom is, we're 40% closer to it.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. And the second thing is the peak of bad news, the absolute peak of panic and chaos and mayhem and the peak of bad news when you cannot see anything else other than bad news engulfing you is the day before the market turns up and things get better.
But that time is not necessarily now.
Who knows? No one's going to ring a bell when it happens. You'll only be able to determine that with hindsight. But yes, you know, you don't know. I mean, today is wonderful, but so was one day last week and the Friday before that, et cetera, et cetera. And then, you know, pandemonium broke out in markets again. So you just literally, Bruce, do not know. But, you know, as I said, my first statement was wherever the bottom is, it could be today, could be another 20% lower, who knows. But at least we are 40% closer to the bottom than what we were a month or two ago.
But there's a big economic reset in the mix. I mean, whether we like it or not, the measures that have been put in place around the world to lock down countries, cities, regions, South Africa for at least 21 days has a negative economic consequence. Yes. That negative economic consequence is probably considerably less onerous than the alternative, which is mass deaths and an implosion of society.
Correct, yes. But stock markets value into perpetuity. The more closer you get to current dates, profits go up and down, do affect the market. But if there's a recession for 6 months, if it's a recession for 1 year, the stock markets are damaged, but they can recover and recover quite significantly because it's only for a relatively limited time period in the view of perpetuity. I mean, that's what it is. But South Africa, more than likely, about 2% negative growth quarter on quarter, first quarter, and about 3% negative growth in second quarter, roughly speaking. Now, of course, when you annualize that, it's 10, 11, 12%. So what you're going to see in the headlines is economy contracts by 12%. That's an annualized rate. It's actually going to contract in total, I don't know, 4% over the next two quarters. So, I mean, it's a terrible number. It is worse than 2008, which was about 1.5-2%. But just we must prepare ourselves. That's what's actually happening. And it's obviously the second quarter is the virus and the first quarter is Eskom and the virus.
Yeah, and I suppose when we look at this, we look at firms that were massively over-indebted before this mess happened. There were accidents waiting to happen. Bear markets, there's absolutely no discrimination. When recoveries happen, do great companies rise faster than companies that got themselves into trouble before the crisis started?
Well, look, you know, when the tide goes out in the bear market, you see you swimming naked. But to a large extent, when the tide flows back in, it lifts all ships. So, you know, everything will go up. But what we see now in the SENS announcements, we see three types of SENS announcements. The first two relate specifically to the virus, and they say, this is the effect, we're closing our operations, we're complying with this, we're doing all of that, this is the negative effect, and we can't quantify it yet, so that's the one lot of SENS that are coming out. The other lot of SENS that are coming out are companies that are in trouble, they're saying, it doesn't matter that we were going to pay you a dividend. As long as the money hasn't left our bank account yet, we're cancelling the dividend or we're postponing it for 6 months, the payment for 6 months, and we're going to get a lot more of that happening. We're going to see lots of companies saying, listen, no divvies, and even if we told you we're paying a divvy, we're actually cancelling it or postponing it. And the third set, which not so much today, but certainly last week, companies that are cash flush are actually buying back their shares at these levels.
Is that sensible?
Yes. If you as a management take a view that the company's current share price vastly undervalues the share and you've got spare money that you can afford to spend, it's probably the best way a company in this economic environment can invest its money is in its own shares.
Wayne McCurry from Wealth and Investments at First National Bank. Thank you very much indeed for joining us this evening. I want to talk to Alice Rowe in a couple of minutes' time, Tikiso. But let us first do Eyewitness News. She is the operations manager at the Bannister Hotel. She came through to us today with one of the best ideas I've seen. Let's promote good ideas. She's looking for some help. She's looking for some guidance. She wants to make a service available. If you are somebody who understands how the regulations work around providing services in an emergency situation, please pay attention. Alice Rowe in a couple of minutes' time.